It says, "Forgive me if this story is not well written. I am a woman. My brain weighs less than a man's, and I am not equal in intelligence."
That's what she admits.
His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the 77-year-old founder of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, said so Wednesday. The society is dedicated to peace in the world through love of God and relinquishment of all things material. The Swami spoke, seated cross-legged on an expensive-looking cushion, surrounded by fresh flowers, microphones, and burning incense in a conference room he rented at the Sheraton Chicago Hotel. He is in town for a Krishna parade at 1:30 p.m. Saturday down State Street, in which he will ride on a flower-bedecked float. He then will fly to Philadelphia for more celebration and philosophical chats. He looked occasionally at his gold watch as he explained his life philosophy. His adoring disciple, five men, knelt at his side. "The man,
capital M-A-N,
he said, "who loves God, controls his senses, is clean inside and out, is simple and tolerant, and uses knowledge he's acquired in practical life."
Intolerant?
And tolerant. "Such men," capital M-E-N, again, he said, "are first-class citizens and should be advisors to the world. Second and third-class men have not found God and should be administrators and workers." Exactly right. He spoke 30 minutes and never mentioned women. I asked how women fit into his system. "Women," he said, "is not equal in intelligence to man. Man's brain weighs 64 ounces. Women's weighs 36 ounces. It is just a fact." He continued, "Women are meant to assist man, that is all." He said women do not figure in his class system except as daughters or wives. An unmarried woman presumably is classless. "Is that?" asked a male reporter.
"I'm that's facts. He's prostitute. If you classify it, then she's prostitute. There is no other way."
"Is that?" asked a male reporter. "What is wrong with Mrs. Indira Gandhi?" The Swami hedged. Then they actually made a mistake. He said, "I cannot say." He said, "I would be arrested." That was actually a misquote.
Well, it's the idea that...
The Swami now lives in Los Angeles. He trains his followers. Their income is from sales of his books, magazines, and incense. He says he has about 10,000 followers. "We do not have so many."
The inner meaning is there. I shall be arrested.
Yes. That shows what is the position.
Yeah.
He said he has about 10,000 followers. Quote, "We do not have so many," he said. "It is hard to find a first-class man." And then she says,
"Then without first-class man, nobody can become my disciple." Mm.
Then she says, "It's a pity half the population are women."
Huh?
She says, "It's a pity half the population are women."
I didn't say half the population.
That's her comment.
That's what she said. In other words,
her comment is that
half the people are disqualified already because they're women. That's so bad.
No, it is not bad. Yeah. Now our policy should be that at Dallas we shall create first-class men and we shall teach the girls two things. One thing is how to become chaste and faithful to their husband and how to cook nicely. If these two qualifications they have, I'll take guarantee to get for them good husband. I personally. Yes. These two qualifications. She must learn how to prepare first class foodstuff. And she must learn how to become chaste and faithful to the husband. Only these two qualifications they have. Then her life is successful. Then, ordinary education is sufficient, ABCD. This is nonsense of big sound education and later on become a prostitute. What is this?
Right.
So, make them prostitute. It doesn't require education. Yesterday we saw in the television how these rascals are wasting time talking nonsense.
Yes.
There is nothing value talk. Food. Oh, that's a hand. This is a hand thing. And the addicted murder, that was the case. Within 2 weeks, two divorces.
Yes.
Yes.
In the Dallas, there is no problem. Educate the girls how to become faithful chaste wife and how to cook nicely. Let them learn varieties of cooking. It is very difficult. These two qualifications, apart from Krishna consciousness, materially, they should learn. There are many stories, Naladamayanti, then Parvati, Sita, five chaste women of in the history. They should live their life. And by 15th, 16th year, they should be married. And if they are qualified, it will be not difficult to find out a nice husband. Here, the boys, they do not want to marry because they are not very much inclined to marry unchaste wife. They know it, that I shall marry a girl, she is unchaste. What do you think?
Yes.
This is psychology. A woman is chaste, even though she is not very beautiful, she will be liked by the husband. So train them in that. Very chaste, faithful wife, and knows how to cook very nicely. Other qualifications, even they have, that's all right. And Krishna consciousness is being turned up, then there will be no difficulty. And boys should be first-class men. Then our Gurukul will be successful. What do you think? Am I right?
Jai.
Anything objectionable?
Srila Prabhupada, you were saying that in our society the women shouldn't cook privately for their husbands.
Huh?
You were saying that the women, that everyone should take the deity's prasadam. But it sounds like the women are being trained to cook.
No. The thing is that deity are at home. She must be very first-class cook. That is wanted. That is according to convenience. If possible, they can take prasadam in the temple. If not possible, they must cook. But she must be first-class cook. That is what. Either in the temple or outside. In India, still 80%, 90%, they are very happy in their family life, never mind one is poor or rich, because the wife knows these three things. To remain chaste and faithful to the husband, and she knows how to cook nicely. And woman and man should live separately. That is also essential. Butter and fire must be kept apart, otherwise the butter will melt. Cannot stop it. The drama was a drug-addicted boy killed some friend.
No, it was the seller who was killed.
Is that television?
I came in late.
Huh?
On the news?
No, no, on the television. The lawyers are trying to prove handprints and so many things. This subject matter was that a drug-addicted boy killed a friend. What is it? Some stool?
This?
Huh?
It appears to be a leaf of some sort. Srila Prabhupada, purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you say that even 50 years ago in India, the householders had separate apartments for the men and women.
Quarters.
Separate quarters in the apartment. And the husband would not see his wife during the day?
No.
So this is the standard we should develop in Krishna, in our movement?
Yeah, that is good. The example is the butter and fire should be kept separate as far as otherwise the butter will melt. matra sastra dihitrava. Butter and man is man and no man. A man is butter and woman is fire. So this is restricted even the man happens to be father, brother or son. Matra sastra dihitrava. People cannot think of sex impulse in the presence of daughter, mother or sister. But Shastra says, no, there is possibility. Matra sastra dhitrava navi bhakta sanevasat. They should not be kept, should not sit together. Then people may say, this is impossible. Maybe some 10th class rascal may be attracted. Then the next line says, no, vidyāṁ sapikarsati. It is not the question of 10th class rascal, even 1st class learned, he may be attracted. Not to speak of 10th class rascal, but first class learner, maybe. Not maybe, it is a Balavan Indira Grama, Vidyāṁsa, because the senses are so strong that it can mislead even the most learned scholar. Yes, to his daughter. You see, there is a Lord Shiva was attracted by the Mohini Murti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that even if I see a wooden woman, I become attracted. He's giving his promise to teach us that it is possible. So shall we go now?
Jishnarayan.
Well, also.
And takes my advice, and I can keep her on the post, and she can do the greatest service to India. Immediately, whole public will be her support.
What would be your advice to her?
My first step will be to capture all the hoarders and distribute the grains free. Immediately public will be obliged. There are immense food grains. They are simply hoarded. They are not selling without good price. This is going on. Immediately she can capture the public. And some of the hoarders should be hanged.
Oh. Yes.
So that in future nobody will hoard. People are hungry. And she says she has got some program, Garibi Hatao. Driver of the poverty. So, this is the point. If she can supply all consumer goods for the time being free to the poor, maybe they'd be the whole family. After. And the holders should be exemplary punished. Shoot them. That's all. Then nobody will hold. But to remain the dictator, she requires spiritual knowledge. Otherwise, it will be another disaster. If she wants to remain the dictator, then she must be a spiritual man. She must become a Vaishnavi.
Who is this?